Hello?
Hi.
Hello, dear Gwitch.
Hello. Grant.
It'll do.
It'll do.
Porrig, dear Gwitch, Margin, thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good morning to Iggy.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Happy it's Wednesday, isn't
yes.
it? It's definitely Wednesday, isn't it?
How you doing,
you boy?
Thank you very much for joining us.
It's 6:53.
It's almost 7 o'clock.
It's 7 o'clock.
It's 12 minutes past 13 7.
13 minutes past. Oh dear, excuse me. 13 minutes past 7.
It's quarter past 7.
Planning their St. Patrick's Day parade to be the first in Ireland, happening at 1 minute past midnight.
They're getting off to an early start.
A lot of sleepy
celebrations
winds that night. Bands falling over themselves to take part, apparently.
Some of the bands have been away and they've been buying luminous green shoelaces.
Oh.
Well, we had the attempt at a world record competition, Leprechauns.
My goodness, I'm really quite encouraged by that.
RTE Radio 1.
The biggest show in the country starts now.
Chris and Kira, turn it up.
Dish the dirt.
Bernard now, hot kill.
It is Bernard Cares, thank you. Oh, excuse me.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Future proof.
If it matters to you, let us know.
Online, on digital, and on FM and medium wave.
And on your nerves, that's me.
Or Trununa.
This is the sound of a good van. And this is the sound of a proper van.
Thunderstorm here in Donegal town, and the parish church, the Church of Ireland here in the town, was struck by lightning.
Bang.
Boom. A lot of the electrics inside the church were fried. The Lord sued God.
For elderly people living in fear in this country, some people in his area had actually handed back their panic buttons because they simply can't afford to maintain their phone landlines. It beggars belief that a 90-year-old man be attacked in his home.
5 o'clock in the evening, the barricade up the door.
I'm after getting a call from a lady, and she's an old-age pensioner. She lives in a country area. She's a widow woman. You won't believe this. This particular lady sleeps in her armchair every single night with a rifle.
What can we do?
You will organise a march on Dáil Éireann.
We're going to leave it there for now.
Some of the most important women we see on TV are Met Éireann's weather forecasters. And, you know, they like to express themselves through clothes.
Do you know that RTE received 325 letters and emails of complaint in the last couple of years about what they're wearing, and one woman being shocked that she could even see the forecaster's underwear through her dress?
What?
Who gave a hoot?
This is just unbelievable.
This whole column that was in the Times of London yesterday claiming... It goes as follows, that Ireland itself has a tenuous claim to nationhood. Effectively, the article and the writer has said
that Ireland is not a real country.
That's a whole load of horse manure.
How can we rebuff this lady and say, we're here longer than you?
Do you know, we're so lucky to be living in Ireland. It's absolutely beautiful. And every county, there's beauty in every county.
We want to create a bigger presence in our bog.
It's a great place to dump your kitchen sink or your dead terrier.
Well, that's a hotly debated point.
We know the mothers were put into these homes under the care of the nuns who ran the Tuam home. So therefore, they and they alone are answerable. The appalling way they treated those mothers and their babies. In my view, the animals out in the field were treated with more respect.
Irish society, in its widest sense, will all have questions to answer.
She said, that's the little baby grave. She said, I carried a many one of them out in the night time. Through the tunnel.
If we were to give them a minute silence, which then, God knows, they deserve a lot more than that, we would be here till after 4 o'clock tomorrow morning.
In the 60s, women had to wear a mantilla on their heads, cover their arms, and never wear shorts or trousers into church. Not too far from a hijab or a burqa. They also had to be churched after having a baby. This was to cleanse them of the sin of having had sex.
The church had huge opinions about me and my body and my child.
I say happy International Women's Day to you.
What's it like to be a woman in Ireland in 2017?
Ireland is one of the most fertile countries in Europe, has been revealed.
Why are there never ripe avocados?
They're either rock hard or overripe
and inedible.
Link that last commenter.
Another one that divides the nation.
Should ketchup, tomato ketchup, be stored in the fridge or stored in a cupboard?
What if we suddenly got a really hot summer, which is unlikely, but hey, it could happen, and you just had your ketchup out and it like started bubbling up?
Stilly ain't a doodle on the dumb.
Dilly dilly ding gone.
That's terrible, like
chicken sushi.
eyelash mites.
Bringing out the bins, sewing hems, cutting the grass, doing the grocery shopping, which of these household chores are typically male or typically female?
Who actually does sew up the hems in anybody's house? I don't think the vast majority of younger women probably know how to thread a meat needle.
Steve says not so much a storm in a teacup as possible storm in a seacup.
What was he talking about?
Round to some of your calls this morning.
Welcome to Talkback.
Go on, give us a call.
Keep the calls and comments coming in. Let us know what's on your mind.
First call of the week.
1894-53106.
1850-715-0891-40735.
6333-44-08-18-44-44-44.
030-3085-55.
This is a very poor line. Very, very difficult to hit what you say.
Just before you go, do you always answer your questions in 3 points?
Yes, yes. Yes.
And tonight there will be crazy rain.
Just rain every day.
Holy moly, look at that weather.
It's not a nice morning, let's be honest.
It's a bit drizzly rainy.
Did you hear the rain last night?
Almost right.
Yes.
Very, very hard rain.
Oh, the rainiest rain in a long time.
It was very rainy rain, yeah. Wasn't it?
This is not true.
It's just absolutely disgraceful.
No, I know.
Okay, forget it.
Are you even lighter than you were 12 months ago?
I think I'm down this week.
The time for talking is over. The scale's away.
So the weight loss so far has been 72 pounds, which equates to 36 litres of milk.
We'll give them a big round of applause.
I think he wants to take his trousers off. Don't do that here, please.
It's a little bit awkward. So if you have young ears in the kitchen or the car or the factory or wherever you are at the minute out walking, maybe just be careful over the next few minutes.
You never thought this would happen when you put your shoes up for sale and done deal.
This was a man and he didn't care what size the shoes were because okay. He just wanted to smell the shit,
a bit whacked. You know, the androny penis needs to be stimulated more frequently.
Now it's time to talk about the birds and the bees, or as my next guest puts it, sex for simple humans.
There's 237 reasons why people have sex.
The infatuation wanes, but the attraction stays on.
The University of Limerick has cancelled a sexual consent workshop due to lack of interest.
Making the case for ditching the idea of God and living a life of goodness and purpose without any religion. Could Northern Ireland do with a good dose of that? What do you think?
Morals are subjective, you know.
Do you trust people who believe in God?
Terms and conditions apply.
And I was like, okay, 150. I was like, oh, blah, blah.
When I use a screwdriver, I sweat.
Rory McIlroy has played a game of golf with Donald Trump.
I think he's damaged brand Rory.
Now, there was a protest over the weekend around Brexit to, I suppose, highlight the fears that people have at the moment around the whole business of the customs being reintroduced and possible checkpoints in the future.
The town I come from, Abadigo, and I know about this because it's a border town. Half of the town of Abadigo is in Fermanagh and the other half's in Donegal.
It's more fake news.
If you get a parking ticket in Northern Ireland, for instance, there's no way to enforce it.
The PSNI has confirmed a device found outside a police officer's house in Derry on Wednesday was an undercar bomb.
Another flag situation.
Why not vote for a politician based on what they are like, what their performance has been like, who they are as a person, what their policies are, rather than whether their underpants are green, white and gold or red, white and blue.
The community will never, ever change.
The election, for me, is about getting Stormont restored.
I haven't voted in about 10 years.
What's going on?
I know.
Every time. Okay, we need to move on.
Castledare.
And Friesland.
That's a fabulous place.
From Quinn.
Letterkenny.
Castlebinney.
Cookstown.
Yetchidmowich.
Lisburn.
Lovely yes, place there.
In the interest of research, I believe you've taken to Tinder.
81% of people lie about their age, their weight, or their figure. Photoshop cannot save me. If you face forward in your photo, you're 20% more likely to be swiped right. If you smile in your photo, 14% more swipes.
I think that's really important.
Instabang, which is...
It does what it says on the label.
Oh, God.
Social media has been banned by more than half of Irish workplaces, it's been revealed.
It's Sizzle, and it's a site for bacon lovers. So they try and match bacon lovers together.
Looks like this blanket has replaced the boyfriend by the sounds of it.
My girlfriend snores.
How much pee is in the pool?
We're normal. We're just like everybody else. We just happen to speak Irish.
It's alive. It's there. It's growing. Language is so key to our identity.
There is nothing wrong with someone choosing to embrace Irish, but it shouldn't be forced on the rest of us who couldn't give a toss.
Irish is a waste of time. It's dead. It's dead. It's dead.
It allows us to communicate with each other in secret.
Pop up Gaeltacht Balliol Clia.
Selfie is a very new word.
How would you say that in Irish?
You've come up with the word feeny.
The movie Beauty and the Beast.
There's already controversy surrounding it. It's a Disney movie and there is an openly gay character in it called Le Fou. And this has led to people boycotting the movie in particular cinemas. A teenage girl falling in love with a giant buffalo. That's not an issue. The bestiality, it's fine.
Too much information.
Gee whiz.
God.
And he's come up with a theory about Haribo Star Mix.
We're going to leave it there for now.
She's just saying that for the crack.
You can tumble dry in safety. You can tumble dry in safety. You can tumble dry.
Thanks for your company.
Tumble dry.
Take care of yourselves. Take care of your neighbours. Take extra care on the roads. And remember...
You can tumble dry.
What?